The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "No one can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or to be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the wildflower grows. They do not work or spin. But I tell you, not even Solomon in all his splendor was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry and say, what are we to eat, or what are we to drink, or what are we to wear? All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil." The Gospel of the Lord. This gospel is tough. It's tough for me personally because, let's be honest, we all struggle with anxiety, do we not? We all struggle with worry. And oftentimes that's rooted in, it could be two things. It could be our controlling ways, because we want to control every detail of our life. Or sometimes we need to be reminded that God is in charge and God always is victorious. So my dear friends, we could live our life in two different ways. We could live our lives full of worry, fear, anxiety, where we're so stressed every day, or we could trust that God is going to get us through our most difficult moments. Now, it's a battle every day. Some days we're going to do better than others, but we overcome our worry and our fear through a strong prayer life, by receiving the Eucharist, and by trusting that every single thing that we go through here on earth is temporary. So I'm here to tell you, heaven is worth it, okay? So we can get our reward here on earth, or we can get it in heaven. So let's stay focused on what's really important in life, and that is getting to heaven and to be with Jesus one day. So what are you anxious about? Let's bring that to God right now and ask him to replace that anxiety with peace.